lobbyist Jack Abramoff has pleaded guilty to conspiring to bribe public officials. Michael Scanlon entered the plea today and agreed to pay restitution totaling more than $19 million to the Indian tribes. The charges came out of the government investigation of attempts to defraud Indian tribes and corrupt a member of Congress. Scanlon is expected to cooperate in the investigation of Abramoff and members of Congress. He could face up to 5 years in prison. Delay is among those facing scrutiny for his associations with Abramoff, including a trip to Scotland and use of Abramoff's skybox at a sports arena in Washington. Dick Cheney renewed his attack today on Democratic senators and others who accused the Bush administration of lying about U.S. pre-war intelligence in order to justify the invasion of Iraq. He calls the charges utterly false, referring specifically to Democratic Congressman John Murtha of Pennsylvania. The decorated Marine veteran who called last week for pulling out of Iraq, Cheney said, Murtha is a good man and a patriot who's engaging in an entirely legitimate discussion. John Murtha is not backing down from his position that U.S. troops should be withdrawn from Iraq. The conservative Democrat from Pennsylvania says his comments reflect what the American people want. In his words, the public turned against this war before I said it. Murtha says he's gotten public support since first calling for the pullout last week from World War II vets and the parents of American soldiers now in Iraq. The foreign minister of Iraq is quoted as saying tests are underway to determine whether Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was among those killed in a raid over the weekend in Mosul. U.S. officials say it appears the al-Qaeda in Iraq leader is not among the dead. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he would have wasted time on political wrangling if he stayed in the party he founded in 1973 instead. Sharon says he'll form a new party he describes as liberal. Associates say Sharon was frustrated with Likud party members who opposed him on a Gaza pullout and other issues. The president said new elections should be held no later than March 28th. This is Air America Radio News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Solid evidence of the presence in Iraq of Al-Qaeda members, including some that have been in Baghdad.
Boy, he was out there laying it on thick yesterday, today, wasn't he? Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Terror in the United States. Oi! Good evening, Truth Seekers. Welcome to the program. My name is Mike Malloy. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. Program now, don't forget, this Wednesday, Youth Night here on the Malloy program. This Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. We always schedule for the first hour only, and then if it goes beyond that, we're more than happy to accommodate the phone calls. People between the ages of 13 and 17 inclusive will be invited to call the program with their points of view. Anyone younger or older than that, not Wednesday, okay? If you have children who fit into that group and think they might enjoy participating, let them know. If you have some friends, pass it on. Huh? This Wednesday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. I know it's not my imagination. Rumsfeld was on every single Sunday talk show yesterday. They must have had one of those Metro DC limo services just whisking his worthless ass from studio to studio, right? Couple today, too. They appear to be simultaneously. Maybe they have, like Saddam had actors who portrayed him. Maybe Rumi. No, nobody could be like Rumi. So we have the Donald for you tonight. America's the Donald. No, not Trump. Rumsfeld, the psycho, sounding more and more nuts as the day wore on. And he was shuffled from soundstage to soundstage. We have clips from each of his appearances, with the notable exception of Fox News Sunday, because Fox News Sunday is nothing more than a backed-up toilet that produces noxious and toxic fumes and comments. And neither Kathy nor I choose to go there. But we'll get to that this evening. Sounds like fun, huh? Did you hear what happened with Springsteen and the Republicans in the U.S. Senate? You know the 25th anniversary? No, it was 30th anniversary of his album Born to Run. Is this what was last week? And there was an effort to get the Senate to pass a resolution just honoring him. So. The two senators from New Jersey, who are both Democrats, Lautenberg and Corzine, introduced a resolution that would honor Springsteen. Now, these things are introduced, I don't know, some days 10, 15 of them. They're usually passed with unanimous consent. Whoever is the presiding officer of the Senate will read off the proposed resolution honoring somebody or something or some idea, and they'll boom, 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 done. But an honor, or I should say an effort by New Jersey's two Democratic senators to honor Springsteen was shot down Friday by Republicans who are still pissed off because Springsteen worked for, you know, that communist Democratic presidential candidate a couple of years ago, John Kerry. So the Republican leaders in the Senate refused to bring up for consideration this resolution that honored Springsteen's career. And the 1975 release of the incredible album Born to Run. Now, no reason was given, said a spokesman from Frank Lautenberg's office, spokesman said resolutions like this pass all the time in the U.S. Senate, usually by unanimous consent. Phone calls to Bill Frist's office were not returned. Lautenberg said he couldn't understand why anyone would object to the resolution. He said, Lautenberg said, even if the Republicans didn't like Springsteen's tunes, I would hope they appreciated his contributions to American culture. But you see, last year, Springsteen endorsed Kerry and made campaign appearances. Remember that? They drew huge crowds who came to hear the music. The resolution describes Springsteen's and his music as a cultural milestone that has touched the lives of millions of people. But this is a kind of petty crap that Republicans do. So, you know, I don't think anyone's surprised. I think it's one more example, though, of the petty, childlike nature of these people. It's really so bad. Oh, my God. Won't it be grand when these pigs are finally out of office? Ah, won't it be a glorious day? In New York City at the American Museum of Natural History, can I see some hands? How many people have been to, oh, my God, look at all the hands. Yeah. That's one of the first places I took my son Chris, who's now soon to be 27. When he was 6 years old, we made a week-long trip to New York, stayed with some friends, and I took him, the main place I took him, Museum of Natural History. We have 8x10 black and white photos that I took. We have them on the wall at home, our photo wall, of Chris standing in front of a couple of the dinosaur displays. You know, this look of awe and wonder on his face. But New York City, the Museum of Natural History, my emailer says, it's being dragged back into the Dark Ages. And we got this from a British paper. I didn't read about it in any U.S. paper, New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times, didn't read it. But the exhibition celebrating the life of Charles Darwin has failed to find a corporate sponsor because American companies don't want to take sides in the debate between scientists and fundamentalist Christian freaks over the theory of evolution. That's right. The entire $3 million, which is what it cost to mount this exhibition, which opened in New York, I think on Friday or Saturday, the cost is being borne by wealthy individuals and private charitable donations. Not a single corporate sponsor will step up. Oh, God. So the Telegraph of the UK says the failure of American companies to back what until recently would have been considered a mainstream educational exhibition. The failure reflects the growing influence of fundamentalist Christians, who are among President Bush's most vocal supporters over all walks of life in the United States. The growing influence over all walks of life in the United States. I don't know how much longer some of you can put up with that either. You know, I made my declaration, drew my line in the sand last week with the statements by Republicans concerning any challenge to the lies put out there by the Bush crime family regarding Iraq. I don't care if all of them just crash and burn and die tomorrow. It would not upset me at all. Even the ones in my family. Sorry. Goodbye, folks. See ya. Adios. And I feel the same way about Christian fundamentalists. I have finally reached a point with these skanks that I just cannot deal with them anymore. I just can't. Now, while the Darwin exhibition has been unable to find a business backer, which is, if not unique, is certainly unusual. Where it concerns a museum of natural history, for God's sake. The science, right? But that's how intimidated these Christian halfwits have made corporate America. It's unbelievable. But in contrast, consider the creationist museum near Cincinnati, Ohio, which takes literally the Bible's account of creation, talking snakes and all. They recently raised $7 million in corporate donations to mount that. Oh, my God. Of course, we live in a country that is increasingly rejecting science and evolution. That's where we live. It is time to get the hell out of here. It really is. CBS News poll last month found that 51% of Americans reject the theory of evolution, believing instead that God created humans in their present form. Another poll in August found that that 38% of Americans think that creationism should be taught in schools instead of evolution. The Telegraph of the UK asked the museum which companies had refused to give money, and the museum's marketing director said he would have to ask those concerned, you know, before he could identify them. And a press officer for the American Museum of Natural History said a list of forthcoming exhibitions was sent to potential sponsors, and none wanted to back the Darwin exhibition, but he declined to reveal which companies or how many had been approached because, well, you know, he said, you can understand why the museum might not want to admit such a thing. We're concerned about finding corporate funding for exhibitions in the future. That's what it's come to. Can you believe this? No, just little honorific, little resolution for Bruce Springsteen for 30 years of wonderful music and poetry. No, can't have that. Actually, more than that, but you know what I mean. And corporate sponsors say, no, we're not going to sponsor an exhibition about Darwin because, well, you know, it'll irritate the Christians. It'll just irritate them. Oh, man. People understand mind.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-Orkin Man.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Any collective approach is one based upon sound science and not based upon science.
Past the hour, did you, if you don't subscribe to The Nation, and Mother Jones for that matter, you should, you really should. If you can afford to subscribe to The New York Times, you can certainly afford to subscribe to both The Nation and Mother Jones. Having said all that, The Nation's lead editorial in the 28th November issue, it's on the front, it begins on the front cover. Let me just read a couple of sentences from it. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The Nation writes the following: everything that needs to be known is now known. The reasons the Bush administration gave for the American war in Iraq were all falsehoods or deceptions. And every day the U.S. occupation continues, deepens the very problems it was supposed to solve. Therefore, there can no longer be any doubt the war, an unprovoked, unnecessary, and unlawful invasion that has turned into colonial-style occupation, is a moral and political catastrophe. As such, it is a growing stain on the horror of every American who acquiesces, actively or passively, in its conduct and continuation. The war has also become the single greatest threat to our national security. Its human and economic costs are spiraling out of control with no end in sight. It has driven America's reputation in the world to a historic low point. In the meantime, real threats suffer terrible neglect. These include more terrorist attacks, jeopardized oil supplies, rising tensions with China, the spread of nuclear and other weapons of mass destruction, and even natural disasters like Hurricane Katrina. All are pushed aside as this administration pours the country's blood, treasure, and political energy into a futile war. In short, ending the Iraq War is the most pressing issue facing America today. Until it is ended, a constructive national security policy cannot be forged. And then further into it, it says, the Nation, referring to the magazine, the Nation therefore takes the following stand. We will not support any candidate for national office who does not make a speedy end to the war in Iraq a major issue of his or her campaign. We urge all voters to join us in adopting this position. Many worry that the aftermath of withdrawal will be ugly, but we can now see that the consequences of staying will be uglier still. Fear of facing the consequences of Bush's disaster should not be permitted to excuse the creation of a worse disaster by continuing the occupation. In the coming weeks and months, the Nation will help identify and encourage support for those candidates prepared to bring a speedy end to the war and to begin the hard work of forging a new national security policy that an end to the Iraq War will make possible. There is no other way to save America's security and honor. And to those Democratic leaders, quote, quote, who continue to insist that the safer, more electable course is to remain openly or silently complicit in the war, we say, paraphrasing the moral philosopher Hillel, if not now, when? If not you, who? There's more to it. You can read it at thenation.com, I'm sure, or at truthout.org. But I certainly agree. This is precisely what we were talking about last week regarding candidates. We are going to make an effort on this program. We have introduced two that are both running for Dennis Hastert's seat. We will try to bring as many candidates as possible to this program, wherever they are in the country, whether they're running for the House or the Senate. Most of them will be running for the Senate. The House, I'm sorry, the House. Most will be running for the House seat. The Senate is like a calcified Politburo or like the board of directors at the United Auto Workers. It does not change. It simply does not change the U.S. Senate. Once you are elected senator, unless you are caught in bed with a live boy or a dead girl, you're there until you decide to leave, with few exceptions. The House is a different story. So we will do our best to provide a few minutes with these candidates. And if you are a candidate and you do hear this program, or if you are a press person for a candidate and you do hear this program, if your candidate claims to be a Democrat and believes like Hillary Clinton does, or who else, Joe Biden, is Biden another one? Democrats who believe in increasing U.S. military presence in Iraq, please don't call the program, don't email us, and don't send anything to my producer, Catherine Bay, because we don't want you on the program. We're not going to give you any airtime whatsoever. I just want to make that real clear. Your other points might be negotiable, but the continuation of this war in Iraq is a non-negotiable requirement for anyone, any candidate who wants to be on this program. Now, you know, the quick answer is screw your program. Who cares? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. No problem. No problem. But that's what we're on the record for. Okay? I hope that's real clear. All right, we have a break coming up here. And then Cheney was at it again today. Where was the American Enterprise Institute? Well, of course. I'd like to see him address the Nation Institute. Yeah! Or the board of directors here at Air America. But no, he went to the Nation, to the American Enterprise Institute and had some more nasty, lying, challenging things to say. Well, this is the Malloy program, so we believe in just pushing his face in his feeding dish. Stick around. We'll have that when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
He wishes all them unemployed would stop trying to tax his wealth. Your brother's keeper just don't apply, cause it's everybody for himself. Jesus came in glory, and in glory he shall return. The preacher said, in God we trust, he Democrats shall burn. No butterflies, no hanging chads can save them in the air. Jesus was Republican, thank God for that.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe.
1-800-401-8833. Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Just a little diversion here. Where was John McCain today? John McCain was in Alabama today, if he maintained his schedule. He went to three Alabama cities to endorse George Wallace Jr. for lieutenant governor. McCain called Wallace, quote, a committed conservative reformer, end quote. And McCain's plans included fundraising appearances with Wallace in Mobile, Birmingham, and Huntsville. Now, Wallace Jr., of course, you know, the fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree. Wallace gives speeches in front of and is endorsed by the Council of Conservative Citizens. He's given four speeches there once so far this year. The Southern Poverty Law Center on Wallace, they if you go to their website, you can get all the information on Wallace Jr. you want. But as far as the Council of Conservative Citizens that Wallace likes to hang out with, here's from their statement of principles the following. We also oppose all efforts to mix the races of mankind, to promote non-white races over the European-American people through so-called affirmative action and similar measures, to destroy or denigrate the European-American heritage, including the heritage of the Southern people, and to force the integration of the races. Now, I know a lot of people say, they get really pissed off. A lot of you people get really pissed off when I go off on John McCain. I think he's a coward. I think he's a sneak. He's a liar. And when he was shot down over North Vietnam, he was involved in mass murder. As far as what happened to him when the North Vietnamese captured him, I certainly don't wish that on anybody. But maybe karma had a slight influence in there. But aside from that, he's a whiner and he's a coward. Not only does he allow George Bush to stomp cactuses up his butt, and during the primary in 2000, when McCain looked like he was going to take the nomination away from Bush, that's when Bush's operatives got on the phone in South Carolina and said that John McCain had an N. They used the N-word, which apparently I'm not allowed to use it in this network anymore, although I find it very appropriate in context. But in keeping with the dictates of management, I won't use it. But they use the N-word in reference to McCain and his wife's adopted Bangladeshi child. They said that McCain's wife was a junkie and a drug addict, and they said that McCain went slightly insane when he was held for 6 years by the North Vietnamese. After all that, McCain comes out and continues to do for Bush what Monica did for Bill Clinton. It's disgusting. And now this this former POW, the senator, is in Alabama singing the praises of George Wallace Jr. Jesus. God, these people make me sick. Cheney, today, said he strongly disagrees with the battle-tested congressman who advocates quickly pulling all U.S. troops from Iraq. Cheney called Murtha's plan a dangerous illusion. That's what Cheney called. Cheney calling Murtha's plan to pull our troops out, Cheney calls it a dangerous illusion. Is that not astonishing? Cheney continued the Bush crime family's attack on the war critics, particularly Senate Democrats, who in October 2002 gave Bush the authority to go to war in Iraq and now oppose the policy. Of course, that was all based on lies, deceptions, filth. Cheney called them dishonest and reprehensible. Okay, dishonest and reprehensible. I think this was published at Democratic Underground. Somebody sent it to me. It says, Cheney's job is to slam Democrats who've been criticizing the administration for manipulating the intelligence which led us into the Iraq War. He told his fellow fat cats, that would be the American Enterprise Institute people, that the claim Bush lied the country into war, quote, is, quote, one of the most dishonest and reprehensible charges ever aired in the city, end quote. Really? Okay, is it more honest and reprehensible than, say, this statement from Dick on May 19th, 2002? We know Saddam's got chemical and biological weapons. We know he's working on nuclear. September 8th, 2002. He now is trying, through his illicit procurement network, to acquire the equipment he needs to be able to enrich uranium to make the bombs, specifically aluminum tubes. also September 8, 2002. We do know with absolute certainty that he is using his procurement system to acquire the equipment he needs in order to enrich uranium to build a nuclear weapon. December 2, 2002. His regime has had high-level contacts with Al-Qaeda going back a decade and has provided training to Al-Qaeda terrorists. March 16, 2003. We know he's been absolutely devoted to trying to acquire nuclear weapons, and we believe he has, in fact, reconstituted nuclear weapons. March 16, 2003. My belief is we will, in fact, be greeted as liberators. September 14, 2003. We had intelligence reporting before the war that there were at least seven of these mobile labs that he had gone out and acquired. We've, since the war, found two of them. They're in our possession today. Mobile biological facilities that can be used to produce anthrax or smallpox or whatever else you wanted to use during the course of developing the capacity for an attack. October 18, 2003. Saddam Hussein had an established relationship with Al-Qaeda, providing training to Al-Qaeda members in areas of poisons, gases, and conventional bombs. January 22, 2004. In terms of the question, what is there now? We know, for example, that prior to our going in, that he had spent time and effort acquiring mobile biological weapons labs, and we're quite confident he did, in fact, have such a program. We found a couple of semi-trailers at this point, which we believe were, in fact, part of that program. Same day, January 22, 2004. I think there's overwhelming evidence that there was a connection between Al-Qaeda and the Iraqi government. June 20th, 2005. I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency. This goes on and on. Maybe that would be dishonest and reprehensible, you bald-headed bastard, you old cyborg freak, you destroyer of American values, you corrupter of everything decent in this country, you filthy old man. Maybe your statements really constitute what is dishonest and reprehensible than the honest disagreement of senators who may have voted for your filthy war based on the lies you told them and now say, no, time to go home. Cheney says said today, those who advocate a sudden withdrawal from Iraq should answer a few simple questions, including whether the United States would be better off or worse off with terror leaders such as Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, Osama bin Laden, or Ayman al-Zawahiri in control. You know, that just flips me into the Wayback Machine back to the late 60s. And I can remember hearing Nixon and Rumsfeld? I don't know. Somebody, all those people saying the same thing, same exact thing with the different names, asking about the Vietnamese insurgency. Are any of the rest of you old enough to remember that? Huh? Remember the domino effect? Well, if we don't make a stand here, we'll have to fight them in the streets of San Diego. Remember that? And during the 80s? Well, if we don't fight the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, we're going to have to fight them in the streets of El Paso. Remember that? And what is it now? Well, if we don't fight them in Baghdad, we're going to have to fight them in the streets of Detroit. Jesus Christ. Never changes, does it? And by the way, there was a meeting of the Arab League in Egypt over the weekend, and leaders of Iraq's admittedly divided Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis were there trying, with the help of the Arab League, to find common ground so that they might have a political future together, so they can live inside this country that we have utterly beat into total waste. And a country which we're leaving almost so that it glows in the dark with our use of depleted uranium weapons. But the Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis from Iraq agreed today that there should be a timetable for the withdrawal of foreign troops. What? They must all be Democrats in the United States Senate. There should be a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. And they went on to say, this is from the Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis, that resistance was the right of all. Acts of terror should be condemned, but resistance was the right of anyone who lives in Iraq. Think about that for a second, truth seeker. According to the Associated Press, after hours of negotiations, the participants in a national accord conference reached a final statement aimed at showing the points of agreement among these communities, Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis. The participants called agreed on, quote, calling for the withdrawal of foreign troops, according to a timetable, through putting in place an immediate national program to rebuild the armed forces, control the borders and the security situation, quote, and end quote, and terror attacks. And then the statement, quote, the Iraqi people are looking forward to the day when the foreign forces will leave, when its armed and security forces will be rebuilt, and when they can enjoy peace and stability. Well, that means one thing. We need to just continue bombing the hell out of them if they're going to make statements like that.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
About nine before the hour. Let's take some phone calls. When we come back after the break, the top of the hour, we'll get into some of the sound bites that we have for you tonight. Shall we begin with Jake, who's called in from Los Angeles? Jake, welcome to the program. Can we get Jake up, or is that kind of not going to happen? Okay, I guess that's not Jake.
Hello, thanks
hey,
for
Jake.
Taking my call.
Yeah, welcome to the program.
Hi. My question to all of this is, why doesn't somebody specifically ask Mr. Bush specifically what set of circumstances would have to occur before you could say, there, we have achieved our agenda in Iraq, we can leave now? Not even a timeline of when, just what. I don't know what specifically would have to occur before he could say, there, we're done. Is it training? What do we have, 130,000 troops there? We've trained 800 so far of them. Mm-hmm. Is it when we've trained 130,000 of them to be legitimate fighters with legitimate weapons? That will be a long ways out at 400 a year, which is what we're doing so far. And also, in terms of winning the war on terror, George Bush keeps talking about winning the war on terror. It's clearly an unwinnable war, just like the war on drugs. So I would say, Mr. Bush, what exactly specific circumstances will have to occur before you can say, there, we have won the war on terror?
But Jake,
no one ever asked him this.
But Jake, you understand that there isn't there is no answer. It's designed
exactly.
This way. It's designed this way. This is what the Project for a New American Century, the neoconservatives and Cheney and the rest of these thugs, this is what they had in mind. As long as you have something like the war on drugs, only this time it's war on terror, there's no definable way of telling someone what you're really doing. I mean, there's nothing there. As far as establishing democracy in Iraq, that day will come when Satan offers drinks of ice water in the deepest ring of hell. It's just never going to happen. So the answer, you know the answer. The answer is there never is a time. That we're there for the oil, and we're there for the
right.
Military bases, period.
But what annoys me is that none of the press, no one who's ever face-to-face with Bush in these question-and-answer things, ever says, forget the timeline when. Tell me what would have to occur before you could comfortably say, Mr. Bush, there.
But the
we
press
have achieved our agenda in Iraq. What would have to occur? And he'd just be dumbfounded. He wouldn't be able to answer.
All right, Jake, wait a second. First of all, you're assuming that we live in a rational country. We don't anymore. The majority of Americans believe that God created a snake that told Adam or Eve not to eat an apple. We don't live in a rational country. We live in an irrational country. It is perfectly understandable, therefore, that nobody in our so-called media would ever ask a simple question like that, a question that you would ask or I would ask or anyone who listens to this program would ask. It's not going to happen because the reporters who have access to the president work for corporations that identify themselves as media corporations, and they're not. They are there to make money by making
yeah.
sure that people like you and me forget stuff. Jack, we live in an irrational world. It's totally irrational, okay?
It's so aggravating. And they should nominate Murtha for he should be the Democratic nominee for president in 08. This guy has balls.
Yeah, well, he does. He does. Huge, great, big ones. I understand. Hey, listen, thanks a lot for checking in, Jake.
Thanks
appreciate
for taking my call.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call.
How old was Reagan when he ran for president?
Old. I think Mirtha would say he's too old. Adam's calling from Manhattan. Adam, welcome to the program. I have just enough time to say, Adam, welcome to the program. Let you talk for a minute, and then I'll have to come back later. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, I just wanted to say that in my lifetime, the people occupying, you know, the positions of power
right.
are probably the most dangerous extremists ever. It really is scary. But I think for the future of this country, we have to identify the root of the evil, which even supersedes these guys, and that's the Pentagon.
Okay.
I think that's an evil entity. And it's just until it's reined in or looked at critically, there's just going to be endless wars in this country.
I understand.
Do you see any hope?
you're asking me about hope. In the political chaos that the Bush crime family has brought this country, I don't see any hope now. I really don't, Adam. Maybe you and I will live long enough to see it change, but I kind of doubt it. Adam, thanks, man.
Thank
I appreciate you checking in. Take care. All right, Nation Minute is up next, then a whole bunch of commercials and a newscast, and we'll be back. All right? And we have some sound for you tonight that's either going to make you drag your fingernails across your face or, I don't know, turn off this program or smash things against the wall. I don't know. But stick around. Let's see how you react to Rumsfeld and Jack Mirtha. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Molloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
No Q&A. That's what Chris DeMuth, president of the American Enterprise Institute, said to me on the elevator at his think tank this morning. I knew what he meant. Dick Cheney was coming to AEI to give yet another speech on the Iraq War. Cheney has called critics who claim Bush misled the nation into war dishonest, but he has refused to take questions from reporters on this or any other subject. Presumably, if he held a press conference, he'd be asked to explain his pre-war claims about Iraq's supposed WMDs and its supposed contacts with al-Qaeda that were not supported by the existing intelligence. He could be asked about the recent news that oil company executives did meet with his energy task force, even though CEOs from these firms testified to Congress this month their executives had not. Oh, so many cues for Cheney. But no A's. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Michael Scanlon, a former partner to lobbyist Jack Abramoff, pleaded guilty today to conspiring to bribe public officials. That charge grew out of the government investigation of attempts to defraud Indian tribes and corrupt a member of Congress. Scanlon is a former aide to Congressman Tom DeLay. He entered the plea in U.S. District Court and agreed to pay restitution of $19 million to the tribes. Scanlon is expected to cooperate in the investigation of Abramoff and members of Congress. Congressman John Murtha is not backing away from his position that U.S. troops should be withdrawn from Iraq. The Democrat from Pennsylvania says his comments reflect what the American people want. He says since his call for a troop pullout last week, he's gotten a lot of support from World War II vets and the parents of soldiers in Iraq right now. Murtha is a former Marine and Vietnam vet, and he says he hopes the Bush administration is working to find a solution to the war. Meanwhile, Dick Cheney today says he strongly disagrees with Murtha. He says it's a dangerous illusion to call for a troop withdrawal, but Cheney praised John Murtha, calling him a good man, and he says he's taking part in a legitimate debate. A military spokesman says U.S. gunfire on a civilian vehicle in Iraq was a regrettable, tragic incident. The U.S. says three people died. Iraqi officials say five died. Meanwhile, Iraq's foreign minister says officials are testing to see if militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is among the dead in a weekend raid. The U.S. says that's not likely. The man who runs the CIA says his agents use unique interrogation methods, but he says they do not involve torture. Porter Goss says all methods they use are legal. The Senate has passed a ban on the torture of suspected militants in U.S. custody. That bill would restrict techniques used to interrogate foreign suspects that are cruel, inhumane, or degrading. Without elaborating, Goss says some techniques that would be restricted under the bill have produced valuable intelligence for the CIA. Iran getting more time to think again about nuclear programs. Diplomats say the U.S. and its European allies will not push to have Iran referred to the U.N. Security Council later this week. They want to give Russia more time to persuade Iran to accept a proposal that will limit its uranium enrichment. Under the deal, Iran would agree not to enrich it to weapons grade. Guns and traffic accidents, the most lethal weapons to police officers in the U.S., an FBI report says 139 police officers were killed in the line of duty last year. 54 of them shot to death, 48 killed in traffic accidents. There were 9 more shooting deaths last year than in 2003. Authorities solved all but one of the cases in which an officer was intentionally killed. 39 suspects arrested, 11 were killed by police, and 8 killed themselves. This is Air America Radio News.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis. and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Welcome back. It is 7 past the hour. Don't forget, Wednesday coming, Thanksgiving Eve, Youth Night on the program. All calls from people between the ages of 13 and 17. And we invite folks older than that to just kick back and listen. And Thanksgiving Day and Friday, of course, Kathy and I, like just about everybody, Air America, will be off. And I don't know what, I guess I'll just be doing rebroadcasts. But all next week, we will be gone. And Peter Werby, my old colleague from IE America, the now defunct UAW radio network, will be sitting in for the entire week. So for those of you who are Peter Werby fans, this would be a real treat. For those of you who don't know Peter, he's even further left than I am. But he doesn't cuss as much as I do. He's a nicer man.
He's a little more mellow.
Yeah, he is. He's older than I am.
Yeah, by a few minutes.
No, but he's older than I am.
He's the Perry Como of liberal talk.
The Perry Como of liberal talk. Peter is, yeah, that's a good description. But he is a genuine leftist. So I think a lot of you will appreciate what Peter has to say. And for you little lurkers, you little Republican snakes out there, because Peter's mellow, don't think that you can, if you want to call him, go ahead. He will rip your guts out and hand them to you in your hat. He's very good at that. So anyway, Peter Werby, all next week, substituting for moi on the program. Justin in Missouri just sent me an email. Mike, I have a question. I wish someone would ask all of the Bush defenders who say that Bush didn't lie about the war, just the intelligence was wrong. My question is, if the intelligence was so wrong, then why did Bush give the Presidential Medal of Freedom to CIA Director George Tenet, who had said the intelligence was a, quote, slam dunk, close quote. Yeah, but Justin, see, once again, you're asking a rational question and directing it towards the irrational mind and irrational policies of an irrational crime family that now controls an irrational collection of various states hammered into something called the United States of America. So there is no answer to your question, Justin. It's a good question. And were we not all through the looking glass, it would have a specific answer, but that's not where we live now. We live in the land of the Red Queen, where up is down, and things are as Cheney says they are, because he says they are. Representative Jack Murtha on Meet the Press yesterday, explaining to media whore number one Tim Russert why he, Murtha, changed his mind about our presence in Iraq. Obviously, partly because the reasons the Bush cabal gave us were fake, but also because Rummy planned the invasion so poorly. Russert asked this question. Senator, last year in the epilogue to your paperback book, you wrote this, quote, "A war initiated on faulty intelligence must not be followed by a premature withdrawal of our troops based on a political timetable. An untimely exit could rapidly devolve into a civil war, which would leave America's foreign policy in disarray, as countries question not only America's judgment, but also its perseverance," end quote. And, Senator, you said this, quote, "It would be an international disaster, I think, if we pulled out," end quote. So, Senator, civil war, questioning America's perseverance, international disaster, why is it any different now than what it was a year ago?
I'll tell you why it's different. It's different because there's no progress at all. When I went to Iraq about 2 months ago, I talked to the commanders. Now, the commanders say what they're supposed to say, but I can tell how discouraged they are. And this all started from the illusion it was going to be easy. For instance, in the first stage of it, they didn't have enough troops. You remember they fired General Shinseki because he complained. And then when they didn't have enough troops, they had people in the specialties they weren't supposed to be in. I found 40,000 troops without body armor when I went the first time. I found unarmored Humvees. So I'm convinced that we have to give the incentives to the Iraqis. We have to redeploy our troops to the periphery. And I've sat down with the former Secretary of the Army, four distinguished officers who served in combat, and we've come up with a plan which we think will work. Since they're attacking our troops and we've destabilized the area, I've changed my mind and I've come to the conclusion now now's the time to start to redeploy our troops to the periphery and let the Iraqis take over.
Ah, but Senator, you've done what? You've sat down with the former Secretary of the Army, four distinguished officers who served in combat, and you, and also a combat veteran, and you've come up with a plan that you think will work. But Senator, you must present that plan to chicken hawk freaks who wet their pants and run to hide whenever a tough decision has to be made, who would no more let their friends or their family or their spawn serve in this ungodly war? Senator, surely, or Representative, I'm sorry, I'm trying to make you into Senator. Representative Murtha, surely you jest. Your plan might be gold-plated, as they say. But think about to whom you have to present it. So why the big disconnect between Rummy's assertion that everyone in the Department of Defense are happy as larks and Murtha's experience and what he saw firsthand in Iraq? The officers are pissed off. The grunts are ready to revolt. Russert asked this question. Congressman, have you heard privately from people at the Pentagon who are supportive and encouraging of your point of view?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's nobody that talks to the people in the Pentagon more than I do. And they publicly, they have to say what the administration, and that's the way it should be. Soldiers in the field, I'll tell you how bad it's gotten in the field. I talked to sergeants who said to me, we're afraid to say anything because we'll stand to be recriminated by our superiors. I know we had a young captain come to see me that was complaining because the Geneva Convention was not being followed.
The Geneva Convention was not being followed, really? You mean this great moral, ethical leadership of the Bush crime family? Remember what they said, Representative Murtha? America? Remember what these moral midgets said? Because Clinton got an afternoon BJ in the Oval. Oh, we're going to bring dignity! We're going to cleanse the office of the presidency. Remember that? Remember that? The Geneva Conventions were not being followed. And this sentence, I'll tell you how bad it's gotten in the field. I talked to sergeants who said to me, quote, "We're afraid to say anything because we'll stand to be recriminated by our superiors. Do you know what immediately follows that kind of a situation when you're in a combat zone? And I'm not saying this from having been there, because I never was there, but from having read about it and understanding it. What comes immediately after that sort of an attitude, we can't talk to our superiors because they won't listen, and we'll catch hell if we do. In the meantime, we have to go out and be shot and blown to pieces and work with equipment that doesn't work. You know what happens immediately after that statement? Of course you do. The fragging intensifies. The fragging intensifies. Where the grunts who are asked to go out there and expose themselves to death and destruction, arms and legs blown off, say no, to hell with this. No, to hell with this. Now, does it have to do with what Jack Murtha said? No. It has to do with what Donald Rumsfeld says, or Dick Cheney says, or their immediate superior officers say. Sorry, son. This is war. You go to war with the weaponry you have, not the weaponry you'd like to have. Which is a slight variation on Rumsfeld's snotty, arrogant, patronizing, degenerate, sick statement to every man and woman in uniform: you go to war with the army you have, not the army you'd like to have. These people are so beyond vile. They are so beyond vile. So the fragging, if it hasn't already begun, and it's being kept from the American public, does begin. And if it has begun, it intensifies. Because when you're in a combat zone and you're 21 years old, 22, 23, 25, 26, 19, and you know that your next trip out might be your last, and you ask your superior officer immediately up the line, hey, look, I need some help here. And your superior says, get it with the program, punk. Get your ass out on patrol. You wait until that guy's asleep. And then you drop something down his chimney, don't you?
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If getting life insurance is on your things-to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
China's the fascinating country that is significant in its size. Its economy is still small but growing.
It has no doors that work, and they eat with little sticks. Jesus. Susan Milligan, writing for the Boston Globe on Sunday, a lengthy article, but Reggie sent it to me. Just one quick quote. Susan Milligan writes, back in the mid-1990s, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, aggressively delving into alleged misconduct by the Clinton administration, logged 140 hours of sworn testimony into whether former President Bill Clinton had used the White House Christmas card list to identify potential Democratic donors. In the past 2 years, the House committee has managed to take only 12 hours of sworn testimony about the abuse of prisoners at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. Jesus. 140 hours of sworn testimony into how the Clintons used the Christmas card lists. 12 hours of sworn testimony about Cheney and Rumsfeld's favorite sport, torture, at Abu Ghraib. Jack Murth on Meet the Press. Let's get back to that. Talk about your memory losses, where media whore number one, Tim Russa here, asks Murtha what he thinks of Cheney's criticism of Democrats like him, Murtha, who want to save our troops' lives and the lives of Iraqis. Russert says, on Wednesday night, the Vice President of the United States, speaking about criticism about pre-war intelligence, had this to say about members of Congress. Dick Cheney said, quote, The President and I cannot prevent certain politicians from losing their memory or their backbone, but we're not going to sit by and let them rewrite history. What would you say to the Vice President about that, Representative Murtha?
Cheney's a friend of mine. We worked very closely together. He was a good Secretary of Defense. But he's wrong. They should have fired people. The president should be furious with this. The people that work for him, given him bad intelligence. There's no question we're going in the wrong direction, and we're not winning. The incidents have increased, and the economic indicators, oil, which was supposed to pay for all this, is below pre-war level. There's nothing that's happening that shows any sign of success.
No, there isn't, Representative Murtha, but please, how much longer must we all participate in this dance? That Bush should be furious with the people that work for him who gave him bad intelligence. Please, Representative Murtha, please, everybody in the entire known universe, in this dimension and all parallel dimensions, all the way out to the 97th dimension, please, down to a subatomic particle level, let's go beyond that into quantum physics, please, can we stop this charade? It was not bad intelligence. It was non-existent intelligence. It was lies, all of it, carefully constructed by the Bush crime family. There was not a scrap of intelligence that said anything remotely resembling what these war pigs used as an excuse to attack Iraq. Nothing, nothing, nothing. No truth.
So please, Representative Murtha and anyone else who would like to give Bush the benefit of the doubt, please stop. Please stop. Okay? Please stop. There was no bad intelligence. There was intelligence that said there's no there there. There's no reason to attack. There are no weapons. There's no nuclear, nothing. It's a sumpole. We've destroyed it. 12 years of sanctions. Millions of people have died. It's a cesspool run by a mad dictator. Leave it alone. It is a tar baby. If we go in there, it's going to be horrifying. There's no threat. He is no threat to anyone. Not even to Syria. Not to Jordan. Not to Iran. Not to anyone. Not to America. Not to Slobovia. Not to North Korea. Not to the Philippines. Not to Uruguay. Not to Guatemala. He's not a threat to anybody. He's an insane dictator. Living his last days, if we would support the middle class, if we would pull sanctions. Must we continue this charade, Representative Murtha? With great respect, sir, even though I think you're kind of an ass myself because of what you did prior to this, it's all well and good, isn't it, Representative Murtha, to stand out there now and say, hey, we need to get out of there. What the hell did you vote to take us there to begin with? You're not stupid, Mr. Murtha, and you said Cheney's your friend. If Cheney's your friend, you're my enemy. It's very simple. Very simple. What do you want us to believe, Representative Jack? That Dick Cheney has been an astute leader of men. All these years he has corrupted, poisoned, and polluted our system of government when he was your good friend. Huh? Are we to believe that? And all of a sudden he had some sort of, I don't know, a vampire bit him on the neck? And all of a sudden he became part of the undead, and you are shocked. Shocked, I tell you, Representative Murtha. Come on, pal. Come on. Come on, Representative Murtha. I appreciate what you're saying. I sure do. I appreciate the Bob. I just appreciate it all the hell. But don't play me for a fool, Representative. Don't play me for a fool. You and Hillary and Kerry and everybody, you had a chance. You could have said no. You could have stuck together. Oh, well.
Chemicals and nukes, you know, they never did appear. Yellow, orange, and red, just to keep us in fear. Said, hey, yeah, President has got to go.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi.
I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
This is an important message for Hurricane Katrina and Rita evacuees. If you are still living in a hotel or motel, FEMA can help you locate an apartment. It's important that you contact FEMA now for this help. Beginning December 1st, you will be responsible for paying your hotel or motel room. November 30th is the last night rooms may be billed to FEMA. There are also better housing options available, and FEMA can help you locate them. Call 1-800-621-FEMA. That's 1-800-621-3362. This public service announcement was brought to you by FEMA and this station.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health.
With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
Yeah, okay. To all your moms and dads and husbands and wives out there, he's talking about your sons and your daughters and your husbands and your dads and your uncles. To him, they are nothing more than spendable capital. Jack Murtha on Meet the Press with media whore number one, Tim Russert, continuing to answer Retzer's question about Cheney's criticism of those who oppose further mass killing.
The biggest problem we have is this illusion. They've been overly optimistic, illusionary about their policy. We got it. This is not a war of words. This is a real war where people are getting killed. 15,000 people have been wounded, and half of them are desperately wounded, blinded, without their arms. I mean, it breaks my heart when I go out there and see these kids. I see wives who can't look at their husbands because they've been so disfigured. I saw a young fellow that was paralyzed from the neck down, and his three children were standing there crying with his wife and his mother. So this is a real war, which we have to find a solution. And since there's no progress, we've got to find a way to let the Iraqis take over.
Wow. Yeah, it's obvious. Jack Murtha is just a traitor and a coward. A really brave man would sit back in their comfy chairs in Washington and continue throwing our young men and women and some not-so-young reservists into the hellfire and brimstone until every last drop of oil is wrung out of Iraq, huh? I didn't mean to be too harsh on you there a moment ago, Representative Murtha. I'm out of patience with anyone who supported this war ever. There were millions upon millions of us in the streets 3 years ago begging, pleading, don't do it. And all of you just more or less shook your asses at us and said, we're going to do it anyway. There was one clear resistor, and that was Dennis Kucinich. I appreciate where you're coming from, Representative Murtha. I really do. But, you know, this reminds me of, 1963, 1964, when we had 2,400 dead Americans. And there were no demonstrations, but the intellectuals in this country were asking the Johnson administration and Robert McNamara to end the madness, to stop it, please stop it, because this is a no-win situation. And those sons of bitches, Democrats and Republicans, insisted that 56,000 more Americans be killed before their bloodlust was satisfied, and that 200,000 Americans be wounded, and that 2.5 million Vietnamese be killed, and that another million Indochinese be killed, because the pig bastards back then would not listen either. So here we are again. This time it's Representative Jack Murtha saying, whoa, let's stop. We need to get out. 2,100 dead. We have become the target.
for those people who are criticizing the policies of the United States. I'm the vice president. I know all about this stuff. And these people are just grossly misinformed. This is borderline treason. These people voted on it. You know, I've known Jack Murtha for 35 years. So what? You know, when the rubber hits the road, I want more death. I want more torture.
Clear.
I want pain. I want to see arms flying off and brains dissolve.
Clear.
I want white phosphorus. What do they call it? Willie Peter or something? I want all of that. I want death.
Clear.
I want pain. I want destruction. Hey, Merry Christmas, sir.
Clear.
I want them all dead. Do you know how how my psychotic old lady cooks the turkey for Christmas?
Clear.
Yeah, that's how they do it. You know, you do that to your turkey about 50 times.
Clear.
And that sucker gets cooked from the inside out. I hate everything. I'm soon going to die. I want all sorts of death all over the place. Murtha, you're a nice guy. I liked all those nights we used to drink beer in the basement. But look, pal, I want death.
Clear.
The biggest problem is the illusion, Representative Murtha talks about. Well, Representative Murtha, one more slight disagreement. No, sir. The biggest problem is the fact that they are insane and they are killers. And they drink blood, and they will drink yours. And they like to see red mist splattered all over the country of Iraq. And they like to know that they are leaving thousands upon thousands of tons of depleted uranium, which will distort and deform fetuses for the next 1,000 years. This is what they do, Representative Murtha. They are subhuman. Speaking of subhuman, well, here he is. Donald Rumsfeld on CBS's Face the Nation. The psycho killer makes the many, many rounds on Sunday, starting with Bob Schieffer's Face the Nation. You ought to find a different surrogate, someone other than Rummy. He's starting to contradict himself, and he sounds crazier by the day. He sounds always, to me, like he has a mouthful of fingers that he's eating. You know, it's like when you take a chicken bone, and you're trying to get that last little bit off the drumstick. That's what Rumsfeld, oh, well, they're all the same. What he reminds me of, like somebody who's got a hand off a corpse in his mouth, and he's trying to chew the flesh out from between the fingers. That's what he sounds like. He's a vampire, a ghoul, an eater of the dead. Here he's trying to convince us that somehow America as a nation would be less safe if we pulled troops out of Iraq, and we know the exact opposite is true. Listen, listen, you can hear him chewing on somebody's hand. Bob Schieffer begins. We know what John Murtha said. He said it's time to withdraw the troops. He said within the next 6 months. President Bush said that would cause terrible consequences. What do you think? Sir, can you stop eating the hand just for a second? What do you think the terrible consequences would be? How would you see the world if we withdrew from Iraq? Would their security be endangered?
Absolutely. There would be a lot of people who would say, maybe it's time to stop all these deaths among our soldiers.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt in my mind, but that were we to pull out precipitously, that the American people would be in greater danger than they are today. And I say that for this reason. Picture turning over Iraq to Zarqawi, the person who beheads people, the person who is out killing innocent men, women, and Iraqis, men, women, and children. Turning that country with its oil, with its water, with its population into a haven for terrorists.
No, that's what you've done, you ghoul! You flesh eater! You human corpse devourer! That's what you have done, Rumsfeld! Remember that time, Kathy, he said, well, let's imagine that the moon was about to attack. This sick, sick, perverted, death-dealing old man. Rummy's losing it. He can't keep his lies straight. You just heard Rummy tell Bob Schieffer that if we left Iraq, it would become a haven for terrorists. But wasn't that one of the arguments that Rummy himself made as a pretext for invading Iraq to begin with? That Saddam was connected to Al-Qaeda. So here he is. He left CBS. He jumped on in his Humvee and made a dash for CNN's Washington studios, where waiting for him is former German U-boat commander Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer has a question about that. But before he asks the question, he plays a rummy statement from September 26, 2002.
We do have solid evidence of the presence in Iraq of Al-Qaeda members, including some that have been in Baghdad. We have what we consider to be very reliable reporting of senior-level contacts going back a decade and of possible chemical and biological agent training. And when I say contacts, I mean between Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
That was a mistake.
No, Zarqawi was in there. It was clearly, there clearly were Al-Qaeda in and around Iraq.
You believe that to this day?
Zarqawi was physically in Baghdad.
But
they were operating.
Was he then, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, associated directly with Al-Qaeda?
No, probably not.
So why would you say that there was a connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda?
Because the intelligence reported that there were Al-Qaeda that moved in and out of Iraq and had some connection with the Saddam Hussein regime.
See, Rumsfeld just gets caught in his own contradiction and can't get out. Kind of like Bush trying to run from a Chinese press conference and standing there in front of a big closed door with a look on his face like a three-year-old caught playing with himself. What? What?
September 26, 2002? Rumsfeld, we do have solid evidence of the presence in Iraq of Al-Qaeda. Reliable reporting of senior-level contacts going back a decade.
But I thought you all were saying now that the intelligence in the run-up to the war was wrong. But Rummy, you're saying you had 10 years of intelligence. You were saying that 3 years ago. You really are a lying son of a bitch. Aren't you?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Is in my head.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You raise the blade, you make the change.
7 before the hour. So Wolf Blitzer, former U-boat commander, keeps hammering Rumsfeld with the facts and his own previous statements, or Rummy's own previous statements, this time about the bat squeeze, about alleged weapons of mass destruction. Blitzer begins, but based on the fact that the United States didn't find any stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction,
it's clear the intelligence was wrong.
And it's clear that he didn't really represent much of a threat.
If you're talking about whether or not the intelligence was correct, everyone has agreed it was not.
Here is the question that a lot of people want you to answer. Do you, as the defense secretary, owe the American people an apology for all that bad intelligence?
Why would the Defense Department? It's the intelligence community that made the intelligence. It was CIA.
DIA had an intelligence operation, and had a separate intelligence operation that Doug Feith, one of your top aides, was running.
It was not a separate intelligence organization. You've been reading the press.
What is the Inspector General investigating now, as far as Doug Feith and his intelligence operation?
I really don't know, but apparently over the weekend, somebody requested, a congressman or a senator, requested an IG investigation of whether or not something was amiss there, and they will do it. They'll have an investigation. They have the right to ask for it. The IG will do that, and we'll see what they say.
Do you believe anything was amiss?
No, indeed not.
Oh, you rancid bastard. God, Wolf Blitzer came very close to being a real reporter there, didn't he? Wasn't that... Oh, my God. Wolf Blitzer actually stood toe-to-toe with the ghoul. Rumsfeld gets up, rushes for the door, jumps in his Humvee, and makes it over to the studios of ABC, where he meets with George Stephanopoulos. Rummy saves his wildest contradictions and false assertions for his interview with Boy George. Stephanopoulos begins. Sir, do you believe that Congressman Murtha's opinions are supported by those at the top levels of the military?
Well, the top levels of the military are the people who report to the president and to me, and we know what they're saying. They're saying that we believe we're making progress, that they believe that we are passing over responsibility to the Iraqi security forces. And the way to look at it, the way to put it in perspective, the way to give your listeners an accurate perception of it is that the Iraqis are losing about twice the number of coalition forces. They are out engaged in the fight. They're all across the country.
Dear God, let me get this straight. We're succeeding because more Iraqis are dying than our people? And some of the listeners to this program wonder why I use the words son of a bitch and sick bastard and psychopath with people like this? What did he just say? The top levels of the military are the people who report to the president and to me, and we know what they say. They are saying that we believe we are making progress. But Rumsfeld, you're a lying son of a bitch. Because John Murtha, who has been a war hawk when you were still riding a desk during the Korean War, John Murtha, who has actually seen combat, John Murtha has the respect of the field commanders and the grunts. You don't, Rummy. When you turn your back, they give you the finger. When you enter into a mess hall, everyone has to be frisked if they're coming in to see you, even people in uniform. Right, Rumsfeld? And why is that? So you are lying once again. Always. Somebody called Cheney. One of his boys is trying to rewrite history. Here, Rummy suggests that he did not advocate invading Iraq. The truth is, as early as 1998, he and Wolfowitz and the PNAC crew signed a letter urging Clinton to turn his attention, quote, to implementing a strategy for removing Saddam's regime from power. This will require a full complement of diplomatic, political, and military efforts, end quote. You said it, Rumsfeld! Hours after the 9/11 attacks, Rumsfeld was already urging his aides, quote, to come up with plans for striking Iraq, even though there was no evidence linking Saddam to the attacks. Boy George begins, if you had known that no weapons of mass destruction would be found, would you have advocated invasion?
I didn't advocate invasion.
You didn't?
No, I wasn't asked. If you read all the books and the things...
You weren't, but why weren't you asked? That's very puzzling.
Well, I'm sure the president understood what my views were, but as a technical matter, did he ever look and say, what should we do? Should we go do this or not do that? This is something that the president thought through very carefully.
Are you trying to distance yourself from the war with that?
Of course not. I agreed completely with the decision to go to war. And I've said that 100 times. And don't even suggest that.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, well, you know better.
You know better, you little snot. You want Uncle Rummy to take you across his lap and take your little pants down and paddle your ass? Don't even suggest that. I'm just asking. Well, you know better. Don't even ask. Makes you wonder what the meaning of the word is. Well, I'm sure the president understood what my views were, but as a technical matter, did he ever look at me and say, what should we do? Should we do this or that? No, he never said that. Of course, I must have whispered into his empty-headed ear 1,000 times. I whispered into the right, and Cheney whispered into the left. Kill them, George. Kill them all. Bomb them. Maim them, white phosphorus them, napalm them, kill them, kill them, kill them. But did he ever ask me if I wanted an invasion? No, he never asked me that. And little Stephanopoulos, weren't you in that Clinton administration? Yes, I believe you were. Watch your tongue, boy. Watch your tongue, boy. Do you know what I do to Greeks who speak out of turn, boy?
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Democratic Senator Joe Biden says he's virtually certain there will be a significant redeployment of troops from Iraq next year, with even more troops redeployed in 2007. He gave a speech at the Council of Foreign Relations in New York Monday.
We cannot sustain what we have now beyond this spring unless we extend deployments beyond 12 months, send soldiers back for the third, fourth, and fifth tours, or pull our forces to other regions, or mobilize the entire National Guard.
Biden emphasized that since there's little doubt the troops will be redeployed from Iraq, the Bush administration must act to ensure that the nation's fundamental interests will be intact. The future of U.S. policy on Iraq is the center of the political firestorm in Washington. Vice President Dick Cheney has been defending the administration's policy on Iraq as President Bush returns from his 8-day Asia tour. Priscilla Huff has more.
Americans want to know, when are the troops coming home from Iraq? And many Americans are convinced poor treatment of detainees at Guantanamo Bay and reports of secret CIA prisons is terrible for the U.S. image. These questions helped contribute to a near fistfight on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives as Democrats and Republicans tried to shout each other down. Now, President Bush has tried to tone down the rancor over Iraq, telling reporters people should feel comfortable expressing their opinions. That debate is narrowing to whether concrete progress is actually being made in Iraq. Many think he has not, as recent public opinion surveys put Bush's job approval ratings as low as 35%. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
President Bush praised the people of Mongolia when he arrived in that nation on Monday. That was the final stop on his week-long Asian tour. Bush met with the Mongolian president in a traditional ceremonial tent beneath a statue of Genghis Khan, who once ruled one of history's greatest empires. Bush stopped in the capital to thank Mongolians for their help in the war on terror.
As Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces, I thank these brave Mongolian soldiers and all who have served on the front lines of the war on terror.
Mongolia has 120 troops stationed in Iraq. They are credited with preventing a suicide bombing at a military base near Hila last year. In his speech, Bush criticized what he called Islamic radicalism. He said it is destined to fail. This is the busiest travel week of the year at many airports, including the Philadelphia International Airport. Aviation Director Charles Isdell says people have to leave extra time if they're flying somewhere this week.
Busiest day is the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
We estimate over 100,000 passengers. A typical day here is about 85,000.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Seven past the hour. All right, we're going to take phone calls here. 866-303-2270. Very quickly, an email from from Scooter. Okay. Actually, it's from Steven. Hi, Mike. Here's a horrific thought that I doubt has yet crossed the minds of the general public, much less those of the brain-dead neocons. Since Bush has systematically been eviscerating the VA budget, he has probably been creating a ticking time bomb, countless ticking time bombs at that. When this horrendous adventure in Iraq finally comes to an end, many wounded will return. Many among them, I'm sure, will have maimed personalities brought about by their experiences, and will not be given the psychiatric help they so desperately need. So how many potential Timothy McVeighs will Bush have created? Who knows? But once these poor souls have been let loose into society, I'm quite sure they will present a greater potential threat beyond anything Al-Qaeda could possibly invent. That's from Stephen. All right. Phone calls then. Let's start with Eileen, who is calling in from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Eileen. How are you?
I'm okay on a rainy night in New York City.
Oh, my. Sounds like a song.
It's a rainy night in Georgia.
Oh, that's right. Never
mind. Yeah, such a great song, though. I don't know why this crossed my mind early tonight when your show first started, but I just all of a sudden pictured all of us huddled around our radios, you know, like, because you can't watch television because you can't get the news from television. So we're all sort of like these, I see these little campfires out in the dark, and all the, you know, people who know the truth are huddled around their radios listening to Mike Malloy. I don't know what made me think of it, but really it reminds me of that. It's almost like when people used to huddle around the radios and listen to FDR's fireside chat.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I worked for the other network before it went out of business, i.e. America Radio Network, we used to talk about the Yugoslav partisans during World War II who were fighting desperately against the Nazis who invaded their country. And how they would do that literally. You would, at least that's the way it was presented in the old movies from that era. The old black and white movies, a couple of people, five or six Yugoslav partisans gathered around a small radio getting their orders from somebody who was broadcasting from Finland or someplace telling them where to go to blow up more Nazis. So yeah, I understand exactly what you mean. It's a shame that Air America Radio is not more mainstreamed. It's a shame there's not a television network that is not more mainstreamed, mm-hmm. That presents the truth. It really is. It is a struggle, and your metaphor or analogy of Air America, you know, little radios in the dark, you're not far from the truth. Trust me on that one.
Yeah. I mean, if you look, we knew the truth before the war started. I'll never forget being at my computer the first time that I heard that Bush was planning to, or I was reading online that Bush had said he wanted to go to war with Iraq, and I was like, wah! You know, if it had been a cartoon, I would have been shaking my head, and, you know, my head would have flown off. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
You know, and we all knew. We knew right from the beginning that it was all a lie. We knew what it was about, but nobody would listen. What? A million people out in the street saying no war, but they wouldn't listen. And now they're just lying and lying and lying. Well, how stupid do they think we are?
They think we're very stupid. That's why they went ahead. You know, Bush's speech in Cincinnati, where he laid out his, I believe it was Cincinnati, before the invasion, where he laid out his, not his, but what was coming out of his mouth, what he was instructed to go read, his policy of preemptive war.
Mm-hmm.
That, right then, that's when I can remember just feeling my guts turn into water, because when somebody who heads the most destructive force in the history of the human race, which is the United States of America, the most potential destructive force, when someone says a statement like that, and we still have 9,000 nukes and a military capable of using white phosphorus and torture, the rest of the world had better run in fear and trembling, but where in the hell is it going to run to? That speech was what made me think, oh my God, we really, really have lost control of our own government.
We're in the hands of a complete psychopath. He really
That's
is.
It. That's it.
He's out of his freaking mind.
That's
and
it.
And it seems like the worm's beginning to turn, but I don't know if it's, in, you know, if it's happening in time, and I still am waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do, because you know they're going to do something. I can see Cheney and his little spider hole plotting and gloating over what he's planning to do to get people's focus off of them and back onto their own security, because that's the only thing that seems to work for them.
That's true. If you look at some of these people, though, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, these are sick men. I mean, physically ill. These are people who are not in any kind of good health whatsoever. Bush is on the verge of having a complete mental breakdown, and I really do believe that's going to happen. But these other people, they're like the old members of the Soviet Politburo. If you remember those pictures from the bad old days back in the 60s and 70s where they would all line up on that parapet over the Red Square or wherever the hell it was, when they'd have they'd all march on May Day and all the missiles and military, and you would see those old Kremlin gray men standing up there, and you could just tell by looking at, oh my God, you know, there's nine of them standing there. I wonder how many will be alive next week. And sure enough, two or three would die, and then two or three more would replace them.
Yeah.
To me, this is what Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz, and you go right down the list, Pearl, all these people that remind me of that clutch of just soul dead.
Trolls.
Yes.
They look like something that lives under a bridge.
Oh, my God. There they all stood with their Russian overcoats and their ear flaps and their gloves, and they would make that little wave. Brezhnev making that little wave thing like he was trying to knock a fly away.
Yeah.
Oh. So here
pounding his shoe on the table.
Right, and here we are, the same mentality, the same
exactly.
mindset as the old Soviet Politburo. So I think we've got to maintain hope, though. I really do. We have to maintain hope. We have to hope that even though the voting machines are rigged, even though there are a lot of Democrats who are seeking re-election who are just the same as these Republican bastards, somehow we have to keep hope alive and keep supporting candidates who say, no, we're not going to do this any longer. And if we do that, I think we still have a chance. I do. I know I sound pessimistic sometimes. Inordinately pessimistic. But,
no, you don't, actually. But,
but I think we still have a chance.
I do, too, and I've always maintained, right from the jump, with friends who said, we're done for. Once you lose people's trust, when they realize that they've been had, especially people in this country, because, let's face it, most of us are descended from criminals, forget about it, you know.
Right.
Americans are like, nope. We don't believe you anymore,
right?
And we're going to go after you. We're going to get rid of you. And by the way, I am all for targeting a lot of Democrats for removal from office next year.
Yeah, that has to be done.
Absolutely.
It has to be done.
Joe Biden's, you know, I can't stand that guy. You know?
I hear you.
And my own two senators, I am so disappointed in Hillary Clinton. And, Chuck Schumer, forget it. I even met the guy, and, you know, I'm a singer, and I was doing the New York City Emmys. I did a song about, you know, that the band leader had written about the war. And Chuck Schumer was there, and he came up and said, great voice, great voice. And I said, thank you. And I wanted to talk to him, and I said, do you think we stand a chance? And this was like 3 years ago. Oh, yeah. But he wouldn't even talk to me about it. I mean, he just was...
I hear you.
You know, I was very disappointed. I thought, where's your fire? Where's the passion? There is none.
Yeah, with so many of these people. Eileen, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Good to talk to you.
All right. My pleasure. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 21 past the hour. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Michael. How goes the race?
Hey, it's going. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Good.
Before I start in on my little tirade, I want to make sure you're not drinking anything or eating anything. I don't want you to choke.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay. Yesterday on the ABC Evening News, when they were talking about Bushy's little trade mission to China,
mm-hmm.
he casually threw in a comment about China owning $9 trillion of U.S. debt. Now, that's with a T, like in Tom.
Right.
So I thought, holy crap, that's a lot of money. And so today, you know, I don't have a computer. I went to the library and checked with the reference desk. And I was trying to figure out what the total U.S. worth was.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing she could do is go to an almanac that said the gross domestic product. Now, that's not counting for all our global corporations and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The GDP as of 2003, because they don't have numbers any later than that.
Right.
You got a good grip?
Yeah, I got a grip.
$11 trillion.
Uh-huh.
That's damn near the whole thing.
It almost is.
I thought someplace a while back I heard something like $27 trillion, and I thought, crap, that's like a third. But
okay, let me give you just a quick clarification here. The GDP is what we produce every year. Okay? It's the total output in goods and services on a yearly basis. So
okay.
So the number you were looking at, we produce that every year. What did she say? $11 trillion was
yeah.
the GDP. Yeah, that's the number. Unless I'm crazier than Bush.
Okay.
But the GDP, gross domestic product, is what is produced. When you buy a hamburger, that factors in.
Yeah.
When I buy a box of nails, that factors in. When General Motors goes bankrupt and screws a lot of people, it all factors in. The $9 trillion that Bush that number, that's how much in debt we owe directly to China. Now, if China were to...
not just trade deficit. They own some of our...
No, that has nothing to do with trade deficit. That's how much they own. That's how much money they have made as loans to the Bush crime family so that the wealthy could get their tax cuts and wars could be fought and so on and so forth, because tax revenues in this country are considerably down. The Chinese have provided $9 million... $9 trillion worth of paper, we've signed off, or the Bush crime family signed IOUs, totaling $9 trillion. Now, if the Chinese really wanted to end America, there would be no need to drop a couple of H-bombs down the smokestacks in Chicago and L.A. and New York and Miami. All they do is all of a sudden start cashing in their IOUs, their bonds, their treasury notes, just start cashing them in. And the sucking sound caused by American dollars flowing out of the U.S. into China would be rivaled only by the sound of families and businesses collapsing into heaps in this country. This is what Bush has done to us in 5 years.
You know, there's Silverado, there's Enron, there's all this crap, and these people that are running our country are so damn stupid. And the latest little cutie pie, there's a bill someplace, I don't know, House or Senate, that says they're going to sell off public land,
yeah, right,
at a fair market value of something like $1,000 an acre. But the reason these corporations, global and otherwise, are interested in the public land, don't have anything to do with the damn land. They want the mineral rights, which are just being made as a gift.
I hear you.
I mean, these people are so damn dumb.
No, we're the dumb ones, Americans. The Bush crime family, if you don't mind a slight correction there, Marge, the Bush crime family, they're smart and evil and conniving and cunning in the same manner that a fox who sits there and eyes the hen house every night and waits until he can go in and suck all the eggs dry and kill all the chickens. This is what the Bush crime family is about. America, we are a country that has become dumber than a sack full of doorknobs.
No kidding.
And we allow this. Every day that the Bush regime is in power is a day that we have allowed it to be in power, Marge, because if we wanted to get rid of it, we could.
We're going to have to do something, or we're not going to have a country to... It's not going to be ours anymore.
I hear you.
It's so damn disgusting. I don't know whether to cry or cuss or break something.
I know. Well, if I'm wrong on that gross domestic product thing,
well,
we'll straighten it out the next time you call in, okay?
Well, the thing of it is, you know, I was depending on what she said. That may be an annual figure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think
so
it is.
Anyhow.
Hey, thanks, Marge. Take care, okay?
You stay well, and since you're going to have youth night on Wednesday, you have a nice Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you.
And Molly and the whole
Thank you. Thank you much, and back at you. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
That's what I do. My advice, girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist, rocket science.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50-0 reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Oh, hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Before the hour, back to your phone calls. Roberta is calling from San Diego. Roberta, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I've been calling you for weeks.
Well, here you are.
Yes, thank you so much. Uh-huh. You know, it's absolutely terrifying to be a disabled senior living on $800 a month right now, you know. I mean, with no safety net and no family in these times, you know, and sometimes you don't have enough money for rent and food. And there's like millions of seniors who are not making it right now. There's like starving slowly because they don't, you know, they can't afford to eat healthily. And these millions of seniors are like too disabled and exhausted and even decompensated to even listen to Air America or to call in and tell their stories. I have a lot to say. You know, when a civilization ignores the care of their children and their elders, history proves that that civilization implodes and self-destructs. I mean, you know, you just can't do that.
Right.
And these men, you know, these men that are in control, you know, like cold-blooded monsters, every one of them. I mean, none of these dudes I see on TV look like they have a heart or a soul.
Isn't it amazing?
They look like they died a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look like they died a long, long time ago if they were ever even really alive. And personally, the only time I really feel safe anymore is when I'm visiting my friends on different Indian reservations, and I'm blessed with being able to do that quite often. You know, if I won even $100,000 in the lottery, I'd be headed for Canada for safety and survival, and we just would get the hell out of here. And I'm running into people that are saying that.
Mm.
You know, people in the store and stuff. I mean, this is a terrifying time for the people at the bottom, especially, you know, seniors. And I know I sound like I'm really young, but I'm actually a senior.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You do sound very young.
Well, I take good care of myself, and I eat healthy food and all that kind of stuff, and I don't have to have any prescription drugs and blah, 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 you know. But there are just millions of seniors in this country that are going down with this regime. You know, they're just
well,
going
it's,
down.
The Bush crime family treats our older population the same way they treat children, which is the same way they treat our military veterans, which is the same way they treat kids in school. They hold them in utter contempt. They hate them. They want nothing to do with these people because they figure the old folks are going to die soon. The kids couldn't care less. The soldiers come back so addled and their brains screwed up that they still believe they have to vote Republican. They still believe the Republicans are out for their best interests. This is a murderous regime. I've been saying it for 3 or 4 years on the air, ever since Bush stole the first election, so that would be 5 years. It is a murderous regime, just populated with absolute killers who have no respect for human life whatsoever. You get no argument from me on those points. Trust me on that one, Roberta.
Yeah, and they also don't care about the animals or the plants or, you know, the living creatures or the planet or, you know, mankind. Basically, they just absolutely, there's no caring, there's no compassion at all for that. It's just, well, they're monsters. They're cold-blooded, heartless monsters. And like I said, you know, they look like they're not even alive when you see them on Cheney's, like, frightening.
He is indeed.
And I had to look at him tonight and, you know, watch him, and it was, like, frightening to see that man and hear him.
Take care, Roberta. Thanks for checking in, okay?
Thank you. Constant prayer, really.
All right. Take it easy. Take it easy. I've been watching on some of the news reports and reading in the newspapers about the terrible, terrible, ugly, filthy, degenerate joke that the Republicans have played on Medicare recipients where it concerns a prescription drug benefit, quotes around the word benefit. These unconscionable bastards, pharmacists can't figure it out. People with advanced degrees can't figure it out. And the particularly galling part to me was I found out tonight pharmacists are prohibited by the law that includes this so-called prescription drug benefit. They're prohibited from trying to help their clients, the people come in buy their meds. The pharmacists are prohibited from trying to help them figure out what would be the best plan. Who would understand the needs of a customer more so, the pharmaceutical needs of a customer more so than the pharmacist that handles the meds every month? What the Bush crime family has done has set up a horrendous situation that benefits one constituency, one Bush crime family constituency, and one only. And that's the pharmaceutical industry. What they have done, Bush and his thugs, what they have put together and passed off, and the Republicans in Congress are responsible for this, what they have passed off as a prescription drug plan for people on Medicare is worse than an insult. It's going to raise the cost of medicine for every single recipient. The information that's out there is going to reduce by 40%, reduce this by 30%. Those are as truthful and honest as the lies fed to us about why we had to attack Iraq. I've said it before. I've said it on the blog. I've said it in person. I tell it to my kids, my friends on this radio program. These people will lie about anything and everything. They are pathological liars. There is nothing they can do but lie. But it is particularly egregious when they go after our oldest and our youngest. It is so bad. It is so vile and disgusting. How many thousands of people have been cut from the food stamp program with this new budget that the House has passed? The Senate went ahead and made cuts too in essential services needed by people in this country. But the Senate left the food stamp program alone. The House, which is encrusted with these filthy, filthy Christian Armageddonists, they cut $700 million from the food stamp program this past Friday. That was despite objections from anti-hunger groups, these groups who try to keep people alive in the richest country in the history of the human race, put together estimates that show some 250,000 people would lose benefits. Now, how many of those people are children? I hate these bastards. Oh, my God. I hate them with an abiding hate. And don't worry. It's not the kind of hate that will infect me. I keep it walled off. And I wait for the day when it's just going to come erupting out. It's the oldest and the youngest that are dragged to this filthy system because the Republicans see the oldest and the youngest as all take and no give. Older Americans have the highest percentage of voters. I hope older Americans will vote in 2006. I hope so. But the House bill that cuts $700 million from the food stamp program, also trimmed other social programs for the poor, that narrowly passed 217 to 215. Think about that. Even some Republicans crossed over and said, no, this is insane. House and Senate negotiators now have got to get together and write a compromise version of this filthy legislation that's designed to cut federal spending over 5 years so that the wealthiest top 4 or 5% in this country can have even more money, more money, more money. The Senate didn't touch food stamps in its version of this budget-cutting bill. Food stamps, it's the major U.S. anti-hunger program. Who came up? Did this come about in the 60s? Was it Johnson? I don't even remember anymore. But it was one of the most astute, well thought out. Is there cheating? Of course there's cheating. There's cheating in everything. This is America, for Christ's sake. We cheat every chance we get. Come on, come on. So when the right wingers talk about cheating in the food stamp program, oh, really? Remember Reagan's famous welfare queen in the Cadillac, an apocryphal story that came out of his addled, early Alzheimer's brain? Just awful, awful stuff, awful stuff. Some 26 million Americans received food stamps. 26 million Americans get food stamps in this program run by the U.S. Agriculture Department for short bursts of time. For an extended period of time, although with Clinton's and the Republican Congress's welfare reform plan, so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were tossed off of the food stamp program. It's a program that farmers appreciate. Department of Agriculture says it's good. We have all these surpluses. What better than to give as much as we can away to people who need it using a food stamp plan? But the Clinton administration decided to gut it. The Bush administration is gutting it even further. Bread for the World, which is an anti-hunger group, said the prospect of food stamp cuts, quote, will make Thanksgiving bleaker for hundreds of thousands of hardworking families, end quote. Bread for the World estimates that 38 million Americans live in what they call food insecure households. Places, homes that have trouble buying enough food. Jesus, I can't stand them. I can't. Can you? Can you stand Republicans, these filthy, unconscionable pigs?
Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby. Here's a simple dessert.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes. It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Here in the breadbasket of America, because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
Yeah, that's right, George. Thanks to our crew, program engineered in New York City by Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. Dee Neal is our associate producer. She also answers your calls and maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch at White Rose Society, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to everybody. Kathy Bay is our executive producer, of course. Don't forget Youth Night this Wednesday. Tom in Ann Arbor. Mike, the $9 trillion figure is incorrect. The total Chinese holdings of U.S. federal bonds and securities is about $250 billion. I just did a quick check on the World Bank website, and as of the year 2000, the estimated total Chinese wealth holdings were about $10 trillion. I would guess that George, once again, just plain misspoke. All right, thanks, Tom. So the I'm not sure if what Marge was talking about, but... Tom lives in Ann Arbor, and that's the home of University of Michigan, so I trust him. I want you to hear, everybody kind of missed this. I didn't hear anyone talking about this anywhere in media. Rumsfeld's statement to George Stephanopoulos, we played it earlier, but I want you to hear it again, that Rumsfeld's perception that we're winning this hideous murder fest in Iraq is based on the fact that Iraqis are dying at twice the rate of American soldiers, although he still refers to them as coalition forces. This is a demonic point of view, isn't it? Stephanopoulos says, do you believe that Congressman Murtha's opinions are supported by those at the top levels of the military? Listen to this outrageous clip and see if you come to the same conclusion that I do, that this man is a murderous, evil demon.
Well, the top levels of the military are the people who report to the president and to me, and we know what they're saying. They're saying that we believe we're making progress, that they believe that we are passing over responsibility to the Iraqi security forces. And the way to look at it, the way to put it in perspective, the way to give your listeners an accurate perception of it is that the Iraqis are losing about twice the number of coalition forces. They are out engaged in the fight. They're all across the country.
I can't understand that. Does he mean that poorly trained and equipped Iraqis who do not want to fight on the side of the invaders, that's us, and they're put out there and they're being slaughtered at a 2-to-1 ratio when compared to American forces, and the fact that they are being slaughtered is proof that we're passing over responsibility to the Iraqi security forces? Is that what this sick old bastard is saying? I believe it is. That if you want proof of the success of the counterinsurgency, look at how many corpses we're producing. Look at how many bodies that are being stacked in morgues. They're outnumbering American corpses 2-to-1. There's your proof, Stephanopoulos. I can't imagine people talking like that. Did the Nazi high command? I guess the Nazi high command talked that way. Did the Russian high command or the Soviet? I guess I don't know. But to say that a benchmark of your success is the kill ratio of your ally, when compared to your own. This kind of thinking to me personifies evil. It defines evil. If I believed in any religious mythology, this would be satanic. This would be Satan speaking out of the mouths of his whores who had erupted out of the bowels of hell. But I there's no way I can believe that superstitious nonsense. But put in a religious context. And I don't understand why the so-called Christians in this country don't come to the same conclusion. This is not what your Messiah taught you. Yeah, he didn't teach you this. He doesn't advocate death and war and kill ratios. And yet so many of the so-called Christians support this murderous, degenerate regime. And no, you don't have to tell me about Reverend Wallace. I understand there are churches who are rebelling against this. But the majority, the vast majority of the so-called Christian community in this country supports this kind of insanity, this kind of murderous chaos and mayhem. I can't process that. I can't get that straight. I remember how I was brought up, being taught about Jesus of Nazareth. And what my grandmother used to read me the parables. She used to put it in language that a 5 and 6 and 7 year old could understand. And I never remember her telling me that Jesus lusted after more corpses, more death, more destruction. God, I hate these people. I just incredible. Sorry, got off on a rant and ate up the last 3 minutes. Damn, I could have had a phone call. Well, we'll try to get to you tomorrow night, I promise, all right? Thanks for participating tonight, even you so-called Christians. I'll see you tomorrow night, for sure. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office.